Well, no. You're entitled to an attorney.
I'm entitled to an attorney 24 hours a day, anytime I want to. This is the state of California.
But you're in custody.
I could sue.
You can sue.
I can sue in custody, out of custody. It doesn't make a difference.
That's true.
You're not letting me have a visit, you're not letting me be free.
No.
Not letting me use the phone to have access to get an attorney. You are therefore holding me hostage. You are kidnapping me.
I'm not holding you hostage, nor am I kidnapping you.
You say, yes, you are. You're not letting me go.
You're not using the legal definition of what kidnapping is anyway, but that's besides the point.
Holding me against my will.
There's a little more that's involved.
That's
for exactly
what
kidnapping means.
Yeah,
you might want to read it a little more, but we're not going to get into the semantics of it and stuff like that. But like I said, you'll go to court when you're better, when the medical staff here and the medical staff that's in charge of the county jail feels that you're adequately able to go to court, and you'll get an attorney at that point in time. Okay? Are you listening?
I'm listening.
What you're going to do is you're going to get your 3 phone calls. Okay? You're allowed to call 4 different people: a bail bondsman, public defender, private attorney, or a family member. What's going to happen is I'm going to dial the number for you and give you the phone. Okay? I'm not going to leave the room. I will be standing here.
On bail.
Huh? $2 million. Okay? I will be standing here during your conversation. Doesn't matter if it's to the public defender, doesn't matter if it's to a private attorney, I will be standing here. Okay? You do have a time limit as far as your total time that you can remain on the phone. Okay? You're entitled to 3 completed phone calls within 3 hours. That's your time limit. Okay? Chet, you understand me?
Yeah,
so if you start to fade out like that, I'm going to hang up the phone. Chet, you understand?
I'm not sleeping well.
Okay. But you understand, if you start to go to sleep, I'll consider that the end of your phone call and I'll hang it up for you.
Well,
I'll attempt to do that, but what I'm saying is if you start to go to sleep, that'll be the end of your phone call. You understand?
Okay, well, let's see.
It's going to be in just a few minutes as soon as they get me the phone. The other thing, the other thing is the court and the public defender's office is aware that you're here in the hospital, okay?
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. You can't call a friend. I told you you have 4 people to call.
Yeah.
Bail bondsman, attorney, public defender, or a family member. That's it. Those are the only 4 that you're allowed to make.
Is my mom at work right now?
I don't know where your mom's at. So if you'll give me the number and tell me who it is, I'll call.
Ooh. Well, let me think of it. What's today?
Today's Thursday, the 15th of July. It's about 4 o'clock in the p.m.
Oh, yeah.
What's your name? What? Get on that as an answer machine. voice. Oh, that was an answer machine. Female voice, but just an answer machine.
Oh my God. Well, how about your cell phone? That's weird.
What's the number? What's the number? What's her name?
Jolie.
Jolie?
Yeah.
Same last? Jolie, this is Deputy Harris of the Ventura County Sheriff's Department. I'm over here at the hospital with your brother Jed, and he would like to speak to you. Okay, here you go. I'll hold it for you.
Jolie? You must be good. I don't think they're giving you proper medical care. They won't let anybody come and see me. They won't let me go to court. Jolie, I need a lawyer. Yeah, but if I'm under arrest, then I have the rights and privileges of being under arrest. So this is that. My legs are going numb. I can't move my right hand. This is bad. I didn't have a choice, Cody. You don't understand what this is all involved. You don't understand. You don't understand. They would have killed mom. Medical treatment. I'm your lawyer.
And he said, there, I need Tom to help me. Call Tom up. They won't let me call him because he's not a family member. Call Tom. My bill is $2 million, right? I don't even know my bill wants me a phone number. Would be surprised. Turned on right. And if he's not even on right, he won't be getting any proper medical care, Billy. I need proper medical care. I need to be seen by some real doctors. I need other doctors to come in and check on me. I need to make sure that this is being taken care of right. Okay? Do you understand that? Get a lawyer. Please get a lawyer and we'll make sure everything's getting done right. Okay? I don't care. I need a lawyer, a good one. Has it come a smoke or whatnot? You need to sell the stuff in my house where you're at right now. Okay, talking to Thomas Smith. Tell him to get a hold of my bail bondsman. I can't know my bail bondsman number. I'm ready to, and I can't even see right, Joey. I can't even see. I gotta go see so bad I can't even go. I don't know what say the fellas are supposed to do, if they're supposed to be up or down or whatnot. You know what I mean? All I did this for is because I was afraid of mom. If I only done this, I would say to what would happen to mom. What? Because she sent me in, and I had a gun on me, and you don't know what I had to do. You don't know what this was in sheep. So what about it? She didn't? The thing why I got in the car accident was. Did I get something you can
say? No, you can't hold the phone, so I don't have to be after your phone call.
Hello? Yeah. So, anyway.
I'll have to sit up. What's in it? Somebody else.
Well,
I had a little refrain.
I don't know why.
that.
I don't want to get hurt. They kill us. All you can do is if you don't want to get in so long. I only did it because I got the money for my mom. You don't know what to do, huh?
The doctor's here. Do you want to continue talking to your sister, or do you want to talk to the doctor?
Yeah, can we make sure I get another doctor in here, outside doctor? I want a lawyer. And talk to someone about blood boxing, please. Okay, will you do all that for me, Terry? Will you do it for me? I don't know what's happening.
Okay,
do what I ask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where is it? What?
Who do you want to call? Hold on, I'll do the phone calls. Like I said, you get two more phone calls. We've made one to your sister, Jolie. So who else do you want to call?
Maybe we have a mom at work. Is she at work?
Like I said, I don't know where your mom's at. You're still entitled to two more phone calls.
I was going to see Charlie McKinsey.
Well, the doctor came in, so... You know, you had to make the choice to talk to your sister or to talk to the doctor.
Why do you like that, huh?
So that's why I'm asking, you know, who else do you want to call? You can call a bail bondsman, you can call a private attorney, you can call a public defender, or you can call a family member.
Let's call my mom.
Do you know her work phone number?
I'm pretty sure she took today off.
Well, she was here earlier in the day, like I told you. She stopped by earlier in the day to check on you.
She was going to work.
She didn't tell me anything.
Okay.
All she told me to relay to you is the fact that, you know, they love you.
She's not saying I'm calling her out of work.
What's your mom's name?
Gail.
Gail? Same one?
Same for you. You know what she works with you.
Where's she work at?
Records. Sheriff's Department.
Hello, it's Gail. Gail, this is Deputy Harris at the Sheriff's Department. I'm here with your son, Jed, and he would like to speak with you. Oh, okay.
Hello, Mom. Mom, you know the reason why I did what I did is because they told me that they wouldn't kill you. Yeah. I'm telling you. I have time to talk about bail bondsmen. Yeah. Oh, see if I can get out again. $2 million bill, I know. Mom, I need to get out. What the hell are you talking about? I'm never going to get out of prison again. I'm doing life. I'm going to do life, Mom. You don't understand. I was running with the gun trying to pull it, and the guy grabbed me from behind, and said, he pulled the trigger after that. Then again, he started shooting at me, and I only shot back before him to stop shooting at me. I didn't mean to do any of this shit, Mom. All I know is people were telling me they're going to kill you unless they get this and this and that. You know what I mean? Because I was trying to save your life, because they told me they were going to kill you. Bullshit. Bullshit. No, Mom, bullshit. I am telling you right now.
Please, if you've got a key,
do, and I hope you do sit down and notice those injuries, man. I hope you keep on checking, because they got machines that aren't supposed to be on that are turned off. And all this shit, I'm getting cramping. It seems that they're not getting enough pain medication. I'm having extreme problems here in the body.
Medical related. Anything good?